The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
I think I'm going to start wearing sunglasses.
In here?
As a trademark. Yeah. You know, like that. What is it? Eric Church wears sunglasses. Is there anything wrong with his eyes, Rob, that his, country singer?
They look real messed up when he doesn't have glasses on. I don't know what
messed
it is.
Messed up how?
Like they look really beady, and it just does, I don't know. It doesn't look good.
Because what other celebrities always wear sunglasses? Pitbull always wears them. Eric Church wears them.
I think Mark Anthony is a guy, like, I when I picture Mark Anthony, he's in sunglasses.
Hmm. But I'm not doing it to cover up my eyes because they're beautiful.
What are you talking about?
I just want to do it because I need a trademark.
Oh.
I'll be sunglasses guy. After and I have so that? Many different pairs of sunglasses I could wear every day. I know, Riggins. I'm just kidding.
You made a kid.
Because only douchebags wear sunglasses inside.
Yeah.
That's such a douchebag move to make.
Bono.
But yeah, but that's what I was going to say. That's what Bono from U2 claims he's got some kind of eye issue, like a health issue with his eyes.
Sure.
But yeah, if you don't require sunglasses for health reasons, then you, whether you are or not, you look like a douchebag when you're wearing sunglasses inside or at night.
I agree.
And if you don't mind looking like a douchebag, then you're fine. It's your business.
Can you be cool and be a douchebag at the same time?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Not possible. Because how many guys do you see that are like, you go, oh, that's a cool guy. He's a douchebag, but he's really cool.
I guess that's fair.
I think those are antonyms. Cool guy and douchebag.
Man, he looks real douchey, but
he looks pretty damn cool. Yeah, he looks cool. We ought to do that as a game sometime. Like we'll bring in celebrities and go, you know, that are on the line and go, cool or douchebag?
To their face?
No, like,
we just throw them out there. Like, Chris Angel, cool. Does he look cool or like a douchebag? Not that he is a douchebag, but he, you know, does he look cool or does he look like a douchebag?
That's an easy one.
Yeah,
that's
an easy one.
Right. Eric Church.
Oh, he looks cool, man. Come on now.
But you're right. Without the sunglasses, he
his eyes are not good looking.
And that was the smartest thing he ever did.
there was one like music video where he's not wearing them, and I was just like, is this the same guy?
Who is that?
Oh, he looks kind of like Morgan Wallen without him. A little bit. In these older pictures. I didn't look bad. Just, you know, just different.
They're beady. Mm-hmm. Rob was right. They're beady.
All right, so we got a lot of funny stuff to talk about today. We just, we don't know what it is yet. So give us a minute. We'll figure it out. We'll get to it next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yellow. Is today Thursday?
Mm-hmm. It sure enough is.
Man. That means I got a lot of stuff to do because I had a list of things I had to get done before the end of the week.
Oof.
Yeah, same.
Into the work week or regular week? Because
work week.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're one and the same for me now, Rob. Always work. Never not working. It's true. That's what I am. I'm like damn old Patrick Mahomes and that Hawaiian guy from the Steelers. Never not working.
No days off.
What's that fella's name?
From Troy Polamalu?
Yeah. Aloha.
He got that
Mr.
good hair.
Palamahu.
He got real good hair.
It's a little much. It could stand to be shaped up a little bit, I think.
That's fair.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes has good hair, though. They're both in those Head and Shoulders commercials, so, you know, they're snowing. Did y'all call it that when you were a kid? Somebody was snowing if they had dandruff?
No. I don't remember. I don't know that I knew anybody with dandruff when I was a kid.
Because there was one of our friends growing up, he had dandruff, and his last name was Bowen.
I remember this.
Chad Bowen, and so we called him Snow and Bowen.
It's one of the greatest nicknames.
Yeah.
I had dandruff I've had dandruff my whole life, and I've never had anybody call it snowing. So.
Well, not until now. Rob's snowing today.
Oh, daggum it.
What are you doing, Rob? Snowing and blowing, baby. Oh, snowing and blowing.
Was it on his shirt? And that's how you could tell? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's as a kid?
That's but we were in tough. High school and stuff. So
still,
and that's tough. And back then, everybody wore products in their hair, though. So some of it could have been dried product falling out of his hair, like mousse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, but dandruff is a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, you just don't think about a teenager having to use Head and Shoulders.
No,
there was another one that was stronger than Head and Shoulders, and it smelled medicinal.
Selsun Blue.
Yeah.
I've tried both of them.
Mm.
I've gone on to things that are stronger.
Oh, really?
There's a, I don't remember what it is. I saw it on TikTok and it works pretty good now.
I don't think that there is a chance in hell that I will ever have dandruff.
Is it because you're too oily?
Or? Yes. Well, I like to say it a little nicer than that.
Greasy?
Sorry.
Slimy?
My bad.
I have oily skin.
And that's what dandruff is.
Dandruff is flaking dry skin on the scalp.
Yeah. Yikes. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
The one that I'm using now is called Flakes, which is, by the way, I don't like that they call it
Flakes.
We're just being straightforward with you. We're going to call it Flakes.
Flakes.
Crazy. Does it smell like peppermint and Dimetapp?
Oh,
it's like one of those when you go get your haircut and they use the aromatic shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the smell is called, but it's the same smell.
Because that Head and Shoulders smells good.
It does.
It's fresh, like ocean smelling.
Selsun
but that's why they call it Head and Shoulders, right. Riggins, because you get the dandruff off. Dandruff is on your head and your shoulders because it falls down onto your.
Oh, never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's mint. That's the smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you go in there and you use that and you rub that all over your head and you do you have beard. To let it sit? Oh, and your beard too?
Yeah. So the new one is shampoo and conditioner for dandruff. So you put shampoo in it, it comes with a little orange thing that you can use to massage it into your scalp.
Yeah. That's neat. Yeah. Y'all know the first. I don't know whether it was the first ever, but it was the first, what do you call it? When mainstream, the first mainstream shampoo conditioner combo, what it was called?
It Prel?
Pert.
Pert. Oh, Pert Plus. Yeah.
Well, it just started out being Pert.
Pert.
Pert. And then Pert Plus is like one of those all new formula kind of thing.
Yeah. I think my mom used Prel. That was why that.
Yeah, Prel is the like it'll take paint off a wall.
It's strong.
Yeah, back in the old days, whenever I was in high school and all, if the hairdresser got your hair too harsh looking, too blonde, or it was too black, whatever the color was too much, they would say, "Well, go home and get some Prel and shampoo it a couple of days in Prel, and it'll tone it down."
Jeez.
Because that Prel was so strong,
strip it.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin uses Pert now, mm-hmm. but it's a 3-in-1 body wash, shampoo, and conditioner. Body wash,
yeah.
So he uses the whole thing everywhere.
Wow.
I feel like there's a different formula you need for certain places of your body.
Yeah, somebody who still uses Pert would also be someone I would think uses Gleam toothpaste.
Gleam
or AIM.
Yeah, AIM.
Remember that one too. Yeah. But my head and all is just too I'll never have that. Sometimes my head peels after I've been sunburned and it looks kinda like dandruff, but it's not dandruff.
Mm. I'm also ashy, so I get like my skin everywhere. So,
because you're freaked out by lotion, you're not lotioning enough.
I'm not. You're right.
But see, everything, probably like from my chest up is oily, and everything from my chest down gets dry. So I'm like a new jar of natural peanut butter.
What? Yeah.
The oil's on top, and then it's dry on the bottom.
Stir it all up. You got dry nuts.
That's it. So crazy.
Well, no, it's not there. I mean, like my legs and stuff get ashy, and my arms sometimes get ashy. My bowels don't.
I was just moisturizing my bowels. I wasn't
vigorously.
I wasn't doing what you thought I was doing.
You got some biomes going on your body. Like, it's like a desert below, right? Rainforest up top.
You're representing all corners of the earth.
It depends on where the earth is on its axis at any given time.
That's crazy. So do you have to use a different soap for the oily part versus the...
No.
Thank God.
I know. That's too much.
It really too is, much. Though. If you do have to do that, that is too much. I call it quits.
So, you know, my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael just got that new condo at the minor league baseball park in a couple of towns over. And, of course, they had to get new furniture and all that for it. And they've got it's a really pretty light gray couch. And Jenny told me, she goes, "Hey, okay. You can't lay down on that couch until I get you a grease rag."
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Because, we have white chairs at our house, and they have, we got them at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, htj.com/mattress. And I had them put two squares of the material that the chairs are made out of to go on the head rest of the chair so I wouldn't get them greasy.
Yeah.
So that's what Jenny was saying. We got to get you a grease rag before you come lay on the new couch.
Your head too greasy.
That's so crazy.
Ugh. I know. But I just figured that all them damn brains up there is what's oozing that grease. Like the bigger your damn brain is, the greasier it is. And you just can't hold it all. Ugh. It ain't grease. It's smart fluid. Smart juice.
I got too much of it.
I got too much smart juice up there.
Oozing out of me. Man.
I know. And look, you know who's pissed off most about it? The ladies who know that I'm spoken for. That's who.
Exactly. Where can we get a greasy man? He has to have a rag on the furniture, an extra rag. Men are gross. I don't know what women are doing. Men are so gross. You're just oozing all the time.
Yeah, I know. But you think men's natural, complications or bodily things are grosser than women?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Women got much grosser things. I mean, we don't run around in a certain state for 1 week out of every month.
Well... No, men are consistently gross throughout the year. I mean, I just feel bad for women sometimes. Like, oh, you don't want to do that, do you? That's terrible.
No. I don't think it's that bad.
No?
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it keeps me young looking because oily skin doesn't wrinkle like dry skin.
Oh, yeah. That's true. No, I'm not talking about that.
Right.
I don't have to have no Botox nor nothing. because, I mean, greasy skin doesn't wrinkle.
Oh, okay. Well, you got that going for you.
I know. That's nice. I got a lot going for me, Riggins, whether you realize it or not. I do. Just don't look inside my hats.
Yeah. Don't take that top off.
Oof. Yeah, stir it in.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.